attention to the cause of the problem. We think we're managing our lives and we're sucking it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and anger is a big one. Anger is a tremendous one, and it's a dangerous emotion to hold in. You see, Pat, everything is energy. Everything. You know, the table, the phone, and our feelings. Well, when you have a feeling and you don't express it, it gets stuck in your body. For example, if you have a headache, there's a good chance you're blocking your anger. Anger can cause arthritis. It can cause a stroke. It can cause high blood pressure, bursitis, shoulder pains. It can cause many other problems too. TMJ, that's jaw problems. It's a very strong emotion, and it's all this strong energy. Well, people would come to my office, and I'd help them express their anger constructively. And by the way, there's a whole article in All You Need Is Heart is how to release your anger constructively. And their symptoms lessened immediately, and if they continued to release those feelings, they disappeared. I mean, people came in the office with bursitis, and by the end of the session, they were able to lift their hands, their arms.
Well, that's pretty remarkable. That's pretty remarkable, and at the same time, it's empowering.
It's like if you know where to look, you find it. You know, like there are mechanics who will take hours to find the problems of your car, and then there are mechanics that use their intuition, and I know some, they'll go right to the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what I do, and what I teach people is how to trust their intuition. You asked a very good question before the break, and I'd like to get back to it.
Yes, please.
You said, how do people know whether it's their feelings or their intuition? That's an excellent question.
Well, you know what I'm referring to. The constant mind chatter that can go on,
yes.
And
well,
that we get confused.
What I have, there's an exercise in the book, All You Need Is Heart. It's how to deal with your feelings. So you imagine, again, with the house, there's an attic, which is where your intuition is. It's your higher self. There's your first floor, which is your conscious mind, and the basement, which is your unconscious. So if you're not feeling loved or happy, then you need to go in the unconscious, and it's a very simple process in the book. And I always say, close your eyes and see clearly, because you have to go inside. And the process is to get in touch with the feelings, like say, I feel, and see what comes out. I feel angry, I feel sad, and express those feelings constructively, not to anyone else, but to yourself. For example, beating up a pillow and saying, but you have to not only beat up the pillow, you have to say what you're angry at. I'm angry at my boss for discounting me, for yelling me, whatever. And then you get in touch with the underlying fear, because you see, one of the major keys of life is that anger is a secondary emotion. Underneath it is always, always the feelings of fear, hurt, or powerlessness. And that's what you're seeing in the world. You're seeing a lot of an expression of anger. And nobody is getting, not nobody, but many people are not getting to the underlying feelings of fear, hurt, or powerlessness. So once you get to those feelings and you release those feelings and you feel powerful and good again, and I teach you how in the heart process, then the anger disappears and it doesn't come back. You're clear. Then you're not feeling angry, scared, hurt, or whatever. Then you say, I'm not attached to the answer, and you ask this way, is it for my highest good to eat this food, or is it for my highest good to go to this party, or whatever? And then you listen to your intuition, and there's four ways to tap into your intuition. One is your gut feeling, and the other one is your telepathy, it's pure knowing, and the third is you hear something with your inner voice, and the fourth is you see something with your inner eye. And that's the magic, and that's the master. I mean, it saves my life, it saves your life. You know, in the 9/11 catastrophe, there were stories in the paper the next day where this one man, it got up in the morning and his intuition said, don't go to work. Well, it saved his life. There was another story where a plane crashed, and the story was this man was going to go on the plane, his intuition said, don't go on the plane, and it crashed. And I have many stories like that, and I'm sure you've heard them too.
Well, and this is really the power of what we have within. And yet, we'll turn that power over time after time again, to external sources, to external people, to external entities, and so forth. I mean, it's incredible. We're talking about this today. I talked to a friend of mine who just got a letter from the IRS, and she's being audited for a previous year, and this is the second year she's being audited. And so the mind immediately goes to such a place of darkness. It's incredible to see how those triggers actually work, Colleen. When we come back, I want to talk with my guest today. Wow, incredible book. Colleen Rothschild is joining me here today. The book is All You Need Is Heart, Create Love, Joy, and Abundance Now. When we come back, I want to continue the conversation with Colleen about triggers, what it means, and what we can do to turn those triggers off. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488.
Being a mother is amazing, but it's not always easy, at least until now, on the It's All About You 7-night cruise to the Mexican Riviera. Join the Momstown Moms, Mary Goulet and Heather Ryder, on April 5th to the 12th, 2008, on this illuminating excursion where you'll find real advice on how to balance your love, family, work, money, and health. Bring back the life you crave. Attendance is limited, so call now. ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Diets and drugs only address symptoms of ill health rather than providing solutions to the problems such as weight gain and chronic pain. Spending just 30 minutes in a portable sauna that uses far infrared technology can burn 600 calories, rid your body of toxins, and reduce pain. If you're tired of quick fixes that don't work, consider the long-term solution. Detox America's portable far infrared sauna. Call 888-338-6987 or visit detoxamerica.com.
Carol Haywood Bobrowskis is a seer and an author who has been watching evolution in action since her third eye opened wide in 1987. Her observations reveal a very hopeful path for the future of Earth and humanity to evolve to a place where love and peace prevail. You can find out about her book, Passionate Pinky and the Evolutionary Experiment, as well as her fun workshops by calling 425-222-9455 or visit PassionatePinky.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to introduce you, for those of you just dialing in, to my guest, Colleen Rothschild. I've got a copy of her book in front of me, All You Need Is Heart, and Create Love, Joy, and Abundance Now. We're talking about the relationship of emotions and illness, and for me, emotions and manifesting what you want in life. Because really, aren't we talking about, Colleen, aren't we talking about manifestation at some level?
Oh, yes, it's all about manifestation. If you have a fear that you don't deserve relationships or even deserve to be healthy, then that is exactly what you'll create.
How about those triggers I mentioned before the break?
Well, it's normal to get scared. I mean, we're human. The difference is, in the heart book, I teach you how to release those fears and get back into your love space. You know, it's funny. We wash our hands. We get them dirty. We wash our hands many times a day. But we get stuck emotionally in fear, and we don't know how to clear out of it. I mean, this is really tragic that we don't learn this in school from the first grade up. Because we can be amazingly empowered and healthy and happy if we and safe if we do that. An example is a beautiful 21-year-old that blonde that came to my office, and she had a car accident, and she had a scar on her forehead. So I believe that we all have our answers inside of us, and I just guide people to their answers. I don't give them answers. I guide them to their own because they have the wisdom. So I asked her to close her eyes and imagine she was up on in the sky looking down and watching her get into this accident. And I said, say the words, I got into the accident because, and finished the sentence. And this is the whole heart process. I guide people that way. And she said, I got into the accident because I felt I didn't deserve all that I had because my friends and family are all struggling.
Wow.
That was pretty intense.
That's pretty intense.
And this is, I didn't know any of this. I did not learn any of this in school. I learned this by working with my clients and asking these open questions. And I learned so much from my clients, and that's what I put in this book. It's fascinating. It's still fascinating to me how powerful we are. One woman, a friend of my daughter's mother, got married, and they went up to Tahoe skiing for the honeymoon. And then my daughter told me that she had an accident, and she had to be operated on and broke her leg. And I immediately said to her, Debbie, I bet that she doesn't want to go to work. And sure enough, when she came back, I went to visit her, and I said, you know, how are you doing? Do you want to go to work? And she said, no, I hate my job. So now she doesn't have to go to work.
And, you know, part of this is, as you said, bringing out what we already know. And that is important because sometimes, Helene, we can't do it ourselves. You know, sometimes we do need the help of someone else that's neutral, that's not clouded by our crusty stuff. Don't you think?
Yes, and I empower people with my book. I have no secrets. All my tools, the same processes I use in the office, are all in this book. There's 35 different heart exercises to work through any issues that you have. So you can do it on your own. I mean, it's like, you know, you need a dentist definitely when you need cavities and other serious work that needs to be done. But you can brush your teeth and maintain yourself.
Well,
you know, that's what I give you, the tools to maintain yourself, to empower you. I've always been an empowerer.
It's all in the book. And I want to make sure everybody has the website as well, because that's an incredible website. There's lots of information there. You also have articles on the website and testimonials and incredible links. So let's take a moment to give out the website and also give out your phone number.
Okay, my phone number is 888-639-6390. It's a toll-free answering service, 888-639-6390. And my website is www.lovetopeace.com. That's LoveToPeace.com. My mission is to help people love themselves to peace, which I believe is key to health, happiness, success, and world peace.
Oh, and you know, one of the things you talk about in the book, and I want to get your take on it right now, in terms of how this particular thing leads to illness and leads to blocking us from our greater good, and it's resentment. You call it resentment, the bite that holds on. And I thought, wow, doesn't that say it all?
Yes, it's been pretty sad with clients that came to me, couples that 30 years ago, they had some resentments, and it was still destroying their relationship. It was really, it's like, you know, Pat, if you have one little thorn in your bed, you're going to be miserable. And it's just a bite or a thorn that just stays there. And I help them release the resentment, and it's amazing what happens, how their couple's relationship transforms.
And, you know, it's not just relationships with other people. I mean, we can have resentments about jobs, about bosses, you name it.
Everything, exactly. Even ourselves.
Ourselves, the last election, who knows? I mean, there's so much